Okay. We're on Chesam and Beis at the bottom. At the two dots. Let's start from Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Zak the Gehelo Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Golo Yom HaGeshamim Ki Yom Kibbutz Galios. The day of rain is as great as the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will collect all of those Jews that are scattered into the various exiles. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Shuva Hashem es Shiviseinu Ka'afikim Banegev, which we say in Shir HaMalos, obviously, which means that Hashem will return es Shiviseinu. Shiviseinu are our captives. Ka'afikim Banegev, like the streams, or like the rain or streams in the Negev. And we'll see exactly what that means. Vein Afikim Elamatar. Says the Gemara, the word Afikim refers to rain, or rain maybe that causes streams, Shenemar. That they saw the rain of the sea or the streams of the sea. So you see that it's referring to water. Rashi points out the Negev is a reference to something dry. Right? That's why the land in Eretz Yisrael, the southern part of Eretz Yisrael, is called the Negev because it's very dry there. Okay, so we see that the rain is a very great thing, as great as the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gathers all the exiles. That even Gayosos here refers to legions or armies, hostile armies. Right? That even the hostile armies, even these hostile legions, poskosbo, they will stop terrorizing the Jewish people during this time. Shenamar, as the Pasuk says, Telameha Rave Nachis Gidudeha. Telameha, which is a Pasuk in Tehillim, Telameha Rave means that he irrigates his tlamim, are like the areas in a field, like the rows in a field. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu will irrigate the fields, naches gidudeha, and the gidudim, which is reference to the gayasos, to these legions, will be naches, will rest. They'll stop terrorizing people. Okay. Zakh the Gemara Vayta Beramer Rabbi Yochanan Ein Hageshamim Neetzarin Ela Bishvil Poskei Tzedaka Berabim Ve'Ein Nosim. Rain only stops because of people who pledge tzedakah in public and don't give it. You know those guys? Yeah. 200, right? Right? And then they don't give it, okay? So those lowlives who pledge tzedakah in public because they want to look good, but then they don't bother giving the tzedakah to the place. So as a punishment to them, the rain is going to stop. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Nisiyim Veruach Vageshem, which means wind and rain. Nesiim veruach v'geshem ayin. You have wind, but then there's no rain. Okay, ish mishalel b'matas shaker, and that's just like a person who is praised because of a false giving, right? So the idea is there's wind but no rain. You know, like very often the wind, it looks like it's going to rain and then it doesn't rain. So that's just like the person who looks like he's going to give tzedakah, but then he doesn't give it. Okay, so that's the idea that a person is punished in that way. What does the pasuk mean when it says it's a famous gemara? Aser te aser. This is the laning that we lay in Parshas Re'eh, which we lay on many yomim tovim. So what's aser te aser? What's the double language? Aser means a tenth. Right, but what's the double language here? So says the gemara, aser bishvil te shetis asher. Right, aser. You should take a tenth off of your property and give it to tzedakah. Give it to why? So that you will become wealthy. That if you do that, you will become wealthy. Okay? Aser b'shvil shatis asher. Ashkechi Rabbi Yochanan le'inuka d'Reish Lakish. So Rabbi Yochanan found the son of Reish Lakish. Okay, now Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish were brothers-in-law. I'm sorry? They were chavrusas, but they were also brothers-in-law. And Reish Lakish was a bandit, right? And then he ended up marrying. He did tshuva, and then he ended up marrying Rabbi Yochanan's sister. So Reish Lakish actually died young, and left an orphan. So Rabbi Yochanan finds this orphan, and he says to him, "Amar Le," he says to him, "Eimal li psukich, tell me what pasuk you're up to in Chumash, right? You're learning Chumash in Cheder. Tell me what pasuk you're up to." Amar Le, aser te aser. So the kid said, "I'm learning a pasuk of aser te aser." Amar le umay aser te aser. So Rabbi Yochanan says to the kid, right? The kid says to Rabbi Yochanan. Rashi says the kid says to Rabbi Yochanan. And so what does that mean? I'm learning that pasuk, but I didn't know what it means. What does it mean? Aser te aser. Amar le. So Rabbi Yochanan responds, aser b'shvil shetis asher. But Rabbi Yochanan responds that you should give a tenth so that you will become wealthy. Amar le minolach. So the kid says to Rabbi Yochanan, how do you know that? Right? How do you know that? Aser means, aser taser, aser b'shvil shetis asher. Amar le. So Rabbi Yochanan says to the kid, zil nasi, go test God. Right? Nasi like nisayon, go test him. Right? Try it, you'll see that it works. Amar le, so the kid responds to Rabbi Yochanan, as a sharp kid, umishari lenasui le'akadosh baruch hu? Are we allowed to test God? V'haksiv, doesn't the pasuk say, lo sinasui es Hashem? You're not allowed to test God. Right? So how can you, Uncle Yochanan, how can you tell me that I should go test God? You can't test God. Amar le, so Rabbi Yochanan says to him, Hachi Amar Rabbi Hoshia. Rabbi Hoshia says the following, Chutz mizu. Rabbi Hoshia says that pasuk of lo sinasui es Hashem means you can't test God, except for in this. This is the one exception where you're allowed to test God. Shenemar, how do we know? Because the pasuk says in Malachi, Haviu es kol ha-ma'aser el beis ha-otzar, bring all of the ma'aser, all of the tithes, into the storehouse. The tariff bevesin, you'll see that there will be a surplus, there'll be a lot in my house. Uvchanuni nabazos, those words, uvchanuni, like mivchan, test me, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, test me in this. Amar Hashem Tzibakos, Hashem says, Im lo eftach lochem es arubos ha-shamayim, right, test me to see if I will not open for you the windows of heaven. Varikosi lochem bracha ad belidah. And I'll empty out my storehouse and give you all the blessing to the point ad belidah. What does that mean? That's the end of the pasuk. That whole thing is the pasuk. Starting from Haviu until ad belidah is all the pasuk in Malachi. Okay, so you see, so says Rav Hoshi, you see from that pasuk, that this is the one exception, this is the one place where you're allowed to test God. Asks the Gemara, my ad bali dai. What does it mean, ad bali dai? What does that mean? Amar Rami bar Chama, Amar Rav, ad she yivlu sif so seichem mi lomar dai, until your lips get tired from saying, enough. I mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give you so much bracha, you're going to say, enough, and your lips will become tired from saying enough. That's how much bracha he's going to give you. So that's what Rabbi Yochanan responded to his nephew. So turns the kid turns to Rabbi Yochanan and he says, Omar Lei, he says, Ihavas Moti Hasam Lahai Psuka. He said, had they brought over there that pasuk, Lo Havis Tzerichna Lach Ula Hoshea Rabach. He says, I wouldn't need you or Hoshea your Rebbe. Meaning, what do you need Rabbi Hoshea to tell me this pasuk for? Just tell me the pasuk. Once I know the pasuk, so then I know that that's the exception. Right? But I don't need you. You haven't added anything to the pasuk, and your Rabbi Hoshea hasn't added anything to the pasuk. So had they just taught me that pasuk, I would have known, and then I wouldn't need you or Rabbi Hoshea. So this kid's a very sharp kid, obviously. Fine. So that was the first ma'isa. Next ma'isa, v'su ashkechi Rabbi Yochanan le'inuka d'reish lakish. So another time he found his nephew. The Yosef of Amad, who he was sitting and saying the following pasuk in Mishle, Ivelas Adam, the sin of a man, to Salif Darko, will mess up his ways, the Al Hashem Yizaf Libo, but he'll be angry at God. So his sins will really mess up his life, but he's gonna turn his anger to God. Okay, so that was the pasuk that this kid was learning. Yosef Rabbi Yochanan become a Tama, so Rabbi Yochanan sat and wondered. Amari said, Miika Mide Diksive Biksuve. Is there anything that's written in Ksuvim which is not hinted to in the Torah? Everything in Ksuvim is hinted to in the Torah, says Rabbi Yochanan. So where's the hint to this idea in the Torah? Yeah, again. Mi'ika mide, is there such a thing? Tiksive b'ksuve, which is written in Ksuvim, like this pasuk which is written in Mishlei, delo remize be'oraisa, which doesn't have a hint in the Torah? There's got to be a hint to this in the Torah somewhere, says Rabbi Yochanan. Okay? So he was wondering, where's the hint? So Amar Lei, so the kid turns to Rabbi Yochanan and he says, Atu ha milo remize. What, this is not hinted to in the Torah? Of course this is hinted to in the Torah. Ve'aksiv, doesn't the pasuk say in Bereishis? Okay? And this is by, this is when the brothers of Yosef find the extra, I think it's when they find the extra money in their bags. What do they say? Vayetze libam, their hearts, right? They left them. Vayechardu, when they got so scared, Isha le'achiv, le'mor. Saying, Mazos asa Elokim lana. What did God do to us here? Right? All of a sudden, oh my gosh, we have this extra money. They put the money back. What's going on? They were so scared of what they did. And what did they say? Mazos asa Elokim lana. They blamed it on God. Okay, so says the kid to Rabbi Yochanan. And you see right there, right? Because of their sins, they messed up. And now their life is getting messed up. But where are they turning their anger? They're turning their anger to God. Wow. So Rabbi Yochanan is like blown away by his nephew here. Dal Eine V'chazabe. So he lowered his eyes and he looked at him. So Rashi explains that Rabbi Yochanan had like some sort of an eye problem, that his eyelids would like close. He had to like hold up his eyelids. So he was like holding. He was always like holding up his eyelids, like looking up. And now he paid attention to his nephew. He like lowered his eyes to look down at his nephew and to like really pay attention to him. So as soon as that happened, Asya Ime Afikte. So his mother, who was Rabbi Yochanan's sister, ran in and grabbed her son to take him away from Rabbi Yochanan. Why? Amra Leik, because she said to him, Tomi Kame, come away from him. So that he shouldn't do to you what he did to your father. So Rashi references that the story in Bava Metzia, that Reish Lakish's early death was partially caused by Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan like gave him an ayin hara, and that's why Reish Lakish died young. So she quickly takes away her son, and she says, "Quick, I don't want him to do the same thing to you that he did to your father." You know, because already he was almost like an ayin hara because he was so sharp to Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, Zog de Gemara Vayta. The Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Matar Bishvil Yochid. If it rains, that could be the reward of one single person. Okay, meaning if you have a person who needs rain, so sometimes it can rain just for one person, as it's chus for one person. Parnasa Bishvil Rabbim. But to have Parnasa, which Rashi explains Parnasa means when the fields produce an abundance, right? In general, the fields produce an abundance, that only happens because of the Rabbim. So rain can come because of any particular yachid, but a general abundance in the fields is only going to happen because of the rabbi. Okay, how do we know this? Matar bishvil yachid dichsiv. We see in the pasuk that the rain can come because of a yachid, as the pasuk says, Yiftach Hashem lecha es otzaro hatov. Hashem will open up for you, in singular, for you, his good storehouse, laseis mitar artzecha, to provide rain for your land, period. That's the end of the pasuk. But you see here, lecha and artzecha, you see the focus is on the yachid, on a singular person. So you see rain can come even for one yachid. Parnasa b'shvil rabbim. But parnasa only comes in the merit of the rabbim. How do we see that? As the pasuk says, hineni mamtir lochem lechem. Period. That's the end of the pasuk in Shmos. Because Baruch Hu says, I'm going to bring rain and provide lechem for you in plural. So you see that we're talking about here an abundance of the crops. So that's only for the rabbit. Okay. Zok de Gemara Vayter. Ask the Gemara Akasha. Meisi b'Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Shlosha parnasim tovim omdu liYisrael. That there were three great leaders that led the Jewish people. Elohein, who were they? Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam. Right, three great leaders of the Jewish people in the Midbar, Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam. V'gimu matanos tovos, nitnu al yadam. And there were three great gifts that were given to Klal Yisrael in the merit of these three great leaders. What were they? V'eluhein, be'er, v'anan, uman. Right, the be'er, the water, the well that provided water. By the way, Rashi explains that the well wasn't really a well. Right, it was actually the rock that Moshe hid. So Rashi explains that it used to just provide water in the merit of Miriam. Once Miriam died, we'll see that the rock stopped providing water. Okay? Anan refers to the Anan HaKava, the special cloud that traveled with the Jewish people in the Midbar, and the Mud. Zakti Gemara, Be'er b'schus Miriam, Amud Anan b'schus Aharon, Mon b'schus Moshe. So the Be'er was in the merit of Miriam, the Anan was in the merit of Aaron, and the Mon was in the merit of Moshe. Mesa Miriam nistalek HaBe'er. Once Miriam died, the Be'er dried up, right? This rock stopped providing water. How do we know that? Shanei Mars, the Pasuk says, Vata mas sham Miriam. The Pasuk says that Miriam died in Bamidbar Perek Chav. Uksiv Basrei. And the following Pasuk says, Velo hayomayim la'edah. But they didn't have water. So you see there's a connection between Miriam dying and the people not having water because the Be'er dried up. Okay, so when she died, the Be'er dried up. V'chazra b'schus shneihem. But then the water came back in the merit of both Aaron and Moshe. That's the Shneim. The Shneim refers to Aaron and Moshe. Meis Aaron, Nistalku Anane Kavod. Aaron died, the Anane HaKavod left. How do we know the Anane HaKavod left? Shneimar, as the Pasuk says, Vayishma HaKna'ani Melech Arad, that the Kna'ani, the king of Arad, who was the Kna'ani, heard. So says the Gemara, that's the Pasuk, says the Gemara, Mashmua Shama. What was this thing that he heard? What did he hear? He heard Shama Shemes Aaron. He heard that Aaron died, Vinistalku Anane Kavod. He heard that that Aaron died, and the Anani HaKavod left the Kasavar, and he thought, Nitna lo Rishus lihilachem b'Yisrael. He thought that now he had permission to fight against the Jewish people. Once the Ananim were there, they protected the Jews. Right? But once Aaron died, the Anan left, so now he thinks, oh, now I have the ability to attack the Jewish people. And that's what the pasuk means when it says there in Sefer Bamidbar, Vayiru kol ha'eda ki gava Aharon, that the entire nation saw that Aaron died. Amar Rabbi Yavahu al tikre vayiru ela vayiro. Don't read it that they saw, but rather read it that they feared. The whole nation feared because Aaron died. Okay, and here you see the pasuk that says Vayiru kol ha'eda ki gava Aharon. So according to the pasuk shad, you read that. That the entire nation saw that Aharon died, right? The key is that. But now the Gemara says, no, but once you understand that it's not that they saw, but that they were afraid, so then you have to understand the key, the word key in the pasuk, ki gav Aharon, you have to understand that in a different way. How do we understand that? Ki the darish Reish Lakish, as Reish Lakish taught us, the Amar Reish Lakish, ki mishamish ba'arba lashonos. Key can mean four things. The word key in Hebrew can mean one of four things. E, which means if, dilma, perhaps, Ella, rather, and deha, because, right? Because of, okay. So here it means here. Which one does it mean? Here the key means deha, right? Here it means that they feared because Aaron died, right? Not that they saw that Aaron died, but they feared because Aaron died, because now the Anan was gone, and the Goyim thought that they could now attack the Jewish people. Okay. Now, chazru shneim b'schus Moshe. So now both the Be'er and the Anan both returned in the merit of Moshe alone. Right? So the Be'er, Miriam died, the Be'er left, came back because of Aaron and Moshe. Aaron died, the Anan left, but that came back now because of Moshe, and now also the Be'er was also only in the merit of Moshe. Yeah?
Don't we say that sometimes we compare Aaron and Moshe on the same level?
Maybe for certain things.
But here, it just rejects the whole thing.
Saying, because here Moshe was, yeah. I mean, we don't say that they're identical.
No, that's what I'm saying. I thought we said, not here, obviously.
Right.
I thought we said once that
Moshe and Aaron are the same? I don't know if the Mamash is the same, I'm not sure. Yeah.
Is it possible that this exact, like, four or five lines are like even between the
one? Could be. I'm not sure about Brachos. I don't remember this from Brachos, but I don't know. Okay. I mean, you see on the side, it quotes Rosh Hashanah, Gittin, Shavuos, you know, some parts of this Gemara appear in other places. Okay, now it says the Gemara Meis Moshe, when Moshe died, Mistalku Kulon, so they all left. Right? The Be'er, the Mun, and the cloud, thank you, the Anan, all left when Moshe died. Shneimar, as the Pasuk says, Vo'achid es shloshes haroim b'yerach echad. Right, that I will contradict all of the three shepherds in one month. Okay, so the implication there is that they all died in the same month, right? The three Roim, the three shepherds, are Moshe, Miriam, and Aaron. So it sounds like they all died in the same month. Asks the Gemara, "V'chi b'yerach echad meisu?" Question mark. Is it true that they all died in the same month? It's not true. V'halo Miriam meza b'nisan, v'Aaron be'av, u'Moshe be'adar. Miriam died in Nisan, Aaron died in Av, and Moshe died in Adar. So what do you mean that they all died in the same month? El melameh shenizbat lugimu matanos tovos shenitnu al yadon. Now what it means is that these three good gifts that were given because of these three Roim, they all stopped in one month. Meaning when Moshe died in Adar, all three of them stopped for good. Alma, so we see. So what do you see from here? You see from here, from this entire Gemara, this is like a one big tangent, one big Mase, but what do you see from this Braisa? You see Ashkechon, we find Parnasa b'shvil Yachid. We see the Parnasa can come because of one person. What was the Parnasa? The Mon. There's no greater boost in Parnasa than the Mon, and that came only at the hands of Moshe. So you see that Parnasa can come in the merit of a Yachid. Answers the Gemara, the seemingly obvious answer, Shiny Moshe. Moshe is different. Kevon de la Rabim hu ba'i ki Rabim dami. That since Moshe was needed by the Rabim, right, since Moshe was needed by Klal Yisrael, so Moshe is considered the Rabim. Right? He's the representative of the Rabim. So therefore, the Parnasa does come at the hands of the Rabim. Okay, we'll stop here for today.